Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute, the podcast where we take the movie Blade Runner and we chop it up into 60-second chunks and we review just those chunks. Sandra, what do you think about this chunk, the 21st chunk? Why am I falling so far back from the microphone? All right.
I don't know, you're trying to relax.
Did you see me gradually?
He kind of lean back. You got to put one arm up like you steer.
I worry about being too close, and I know it's a problem when I'm too far from the mic. Minute 21.
So it's minute from 20 minutes to 21.
Start at 20 if you're watching along. Ended at...
Because there was a minute zero. You had 21. To start from zero.
Correct.
So this minute is the rest of more of the Voight-Kampff test.
We're still doing the Voight-Kampff test on Rachel. Yes. It starts with the Voight-Kampff test on Rachel. It ends with the Voight-Kampff test.
Yes. It started with the answer to the previous question from the last minute, which was a little boy shows you his butterfly collection with the killing jar. And he asked, what would you do?
I take him to the doctor.
And during this whole minute, she smokes those big fat cigarettes, just like Holden did, right?
Yeah, it switched this time. The last time there was a Blade Runner
smoking the
interviewing
cigarette.
A replicant smoking a cigarette. Now there's a Blade Runner.
Because you got to do something with your hands.
Who's smoking a
what
cigarette.
Am I gonna? I don't know what to do with my hands.
I'm not quite sure what to do with my hands.
But they're a big fat cigarette. It actually is a brand, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. It's a French cigarette called a Boyard. I don't know if they still make them or not, but it is a big fat cigarette like that.
Wow.
I only know this because of Morgan Paul, because of Holden.
You were looking up, you were doing some Morgan Paul research?
Yeah. And he was like, those things are hard to smoke. It's a big fat cigarette.
He was a fun guy to research.
Yeah, he was. But
episode we did. Meet the Blade Runners.
Yes. Meet the
Blade
Runners.
Many weeks ago.
Meet the Blade Runners. But then there's Sean Young, who I don't know. I don't quite remember how much we went in depth with her, but she is...
Not at all.
She is so... She's beautiful and cold, and she's aloof but involved all at the same time with this big fat cigarette in her hand and her face like a statue, just... Uh-huh.
What a big fan of Sean Young.
It's just a shame.
What's a shame?
That she... Should have and could have been a big star, but so many other things.
I didn't want to get into all that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not important.
Well, we should talk about it, right? We talk about how...
Well, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Sean Young, born November 20th.
Okay.
None of your business what year, because she's a lady and you don't give out that information.
What's the difference?
In Louisville, Kentucky. Okay?
Louisville Slugger.
Louisville Slugger. Her real name is Mary.
Mary?
Yeah. Sean is her middle name.
Hmm.
You didn't know that, did you?
And her last name actually is Young?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mary Sean Young. Blade Runner was her second film role.
It's her big... She was, what, like 28 at the time, right? She was already older. She wasn't like a young starlet.
I don't know if she did TV before this, but I noticed that Blade Runner was only the second movie she did, or at least the second big movie she did.
This was supposed to be her breakthrough, like...
I don't remember her... She's in all these movies from the 80s and 90s, from when we were growing up. And I don't know why I don't remember her, but Wall Street she was in...
Mm-hmm.
Dune.
Mm-hmm.
I just queued up a movie on Amazon Prime called No Way Out.
I've never actually seen Dune all the way. I've read the book.
I tried Dune. I'm sorry.
Should we do that minute next?
No, nobody should. But I recognize her. I'm sorry if it's insulting to her. But I mostly recognize her from Ace Ventura.
It was a big role, but... I remember when I was younger because my mom watched a lot of regular TV and had Star Magazine and Enquirer in the house. Not Enquirer as much as Star. She had an affair with a co-star and then got in trouble and was accused... James Woods.
Oh, James Woods.
Yeah. And was accused of stalking him and his fiance and leaving a voodoo doll on their doorstep. And she says...
No.
I swear to God. And she claims that... I didn't leave it. It's just a case of mental people trying to blame me for their mental illness. And then she was on a film with, who was it? Oliver Stone was directing. I don't know the name of the movie. And Sheen was in it. Charlie, of course. Who put a kick me sign on her.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, Sheen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tiger Blood.
Right? Yeah.
He put a sticker on her back. Instead of kick me, it said I am a major word on her back.
Aww.
So a lot of people couple that with like her erratic behavior, and then she claimed she was a victim to like misogyny.
But he did it though. She didn't do anything. He's
but that's the way she was treated. Like, that's what they claim. Because she said she should have been the star of the movie and not Daryl Hannah, and she was always arguing and yelling at people.
That's Wall Street.
Was it on Wall Street?
Yeah,
was on
if
Wall
it's Street. Charlie yeah. Sheen and Daryl Hannah.
Then that's what it is. Albert and then Stone, yeah, it's Wall Street. Recently, in the last few weeks, she was arrested again.
Stop. I don't want to talk about it's this. Just, we're not a gossip.
No, we're not a show. Gossip, but if we're going to talk about the actors and their backgrounds, let's talk about why Harrison Ford is a big star and Holden Morgan Paul isn't. Like, why isn't Sean Young still a big star?
Well, that's not. I don't know. Who knows the answers to those questions?
No, but you know, it's good to give the background.
That's ridiculous. That's too much background. I don't know about you anymore. You're giving all these dirty, saucy things. I don't like the microphone to touch the laptop.
Because it vibrates and you hear the processor and the fan.
It picks up all the doodads inside.
But getting back to the actual
scene. Good scene. The shot of the office. That office is beautiful. We've talked about it before.
And it's so dark because they needed to be dark. It was dark before.
And stuff. The echo the dialogue gets really echoed. All of it. Is it toward the end of this or did we just fade out from that or we're fading into it?
No, during it while they're trying to show that there was a lot of questions.
They're fading in and out of all the questions.
And it sounds like they echoed and looped
kind of
other
a montage,
questions.
An interview montage
on top. Like you heard, I heard them clearly say window at one point, but I don't know what the rest of the question was.
It's yeah.
But the questions are interesting. You know, she would take the kid to the doctor for the killing jar. And then
there's a wasp on your arm. I kill it. What else would she do? What would you do? What if she said run?
I don't think they're caring as much about what your answer is, but the way you respond.
Yeah, sure.
Like physically, the things that you can't control. Like on a lie detector test, they say they're checking your blood pressure and respiration rate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to get a baseline of who you are, and then the way you respond to those questions, like how the things that you technically aren't supposed to be able to control on your body, what's elicited, if they're focusing on your eye and stuff like
that. She's great too, the character at least of Sean Young is great also. We got plenty of minutes to compliment Sean Young and get past this negative barrage you just brought to the show.
Well, listen, but they had someone else who was supposed to play this.
I love when he asks her about the full page nude model.
A picture of a nude girl.
Yeah, if this is supposed to be...
You showed it to your husband and he puts it on your bedroom wall. Yeah, what would you do?
He's testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian. It's a good sassy...
To try to like...
It's a good sassy comeback. Answer the question.
But listen, they chose her out of 100 of other girls. And there actually was someone else set to play this role. And they changed it.
And so she doesn't... She says, I wouldn't let him in this minute, right?
I wouldn't let him because I should be enough.
I should be enough for him. I would let you put a nude picture of a dude...
Which dude?
Probably Morgan Paul.
Ewan McGregor, even though he's not in this movie.
Ewan McGregor, absolutely. Yeah. You can put a couple of them up. You put Ewan McGregor. Is it Morgan Paul or
Morgan Paul?
Yeah, Morgan Paul.
Two L's.
Put Rutger Hauer up there.
Mm-hmm. Because that's really what I want to see on my bedroom wall with his.
I want him
with his creepy eyes.
As Roy Batty, I want him sweating.
With his creepy eyes.
I want sweat drips from his nose, and that blonde hair.
We don't know him yet. Shush.
He's starting to ask her. The minute ends with him asking her, setting up a meal, raw oysters.
A banquet.
And you're
invited to a banquet, and they have raw oysters.
Raw oysters.
There's something wrong with my mouth.
We haven't heard the end of the.
We haven't heard the end of the question yet. But every question we've had so far, except for the nude girl, has to do with animals.
Yeah, animals is a
living
big,
things.
Big theme in the movie so far.
Then why do they throw the nude girl in?
Why do they throw the nude girl
in? If we have
in?
The tortoise question, right? We have a calfskin wallet. We have a butterfly collection. We have a wasp. And we have raw oysters. I don't know what's wrong with my mouth.
So
why a nude girl?
So you're asking me these questions because you want to prove whether or not I'm a replicant. And and I'm going to assume that they've tailored these questions over time. They've found that they have a lot of success with animal questions. Probably a lot of people, it's a dead giveaway if you have an emotional response to an animal question, whatever it may be. Owning one, killing one, eating one, whatever, ignoring one, knowing what a freaking tortoise is. And then, to throw in the nude model question.
I think because for most people, that would upset you if it's there and they want to see if it actually upsets you. Like, if you're a robot and you don't have any... background memories to build from, it wouldn't really affect you. Even if you say, I wouldn't let him, because you know that's the right response, it may not emotionally bother you. Those feelings of jealousy may not come up for you.
Even.
But just to be very clear, when Peter and I started dating, he had a picture of Britney Spears, big full-size poster on the wall, leaning delicately against the fence.
How could you expose this
Well, in his defense, there was a picture of Dr. Evil next to it as well.
First of all, she's fully dressed.
In cutoff shorts.
No cleavage or anything. Uh-huh. It was a nice picture, nice tasteful picture. And she was right next to like
and pictures. And you had a picture of Lita.
And Triple H and Stone Cold. Okay,
you had a picture of Lita. You were so excited to get it.
And Hulk Hogan, mm-hmm. and I had a million pictures all over my wall. Stop it.
No.
I didn't have any naked women on my wall.
But
that's when we were kids, and that was we my teenagers. Room.
Yes.
That was my room.
That was your bedroom.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with
and
this.
And also, in his defense, my wall was covered in Jon Bon Jovi pictures.
Ah, see?
See? But they were only his face.
With his oily chest, his oily hairy chest.
No, I didn't have any of him topless. He didn't do things like that.
I love the scene they cut in, the shot of Terrell. The big smile on his face. He's so satisfied that she's sassing Deckard and not, she's fooling him. Seems like she's fooling him.
And then there's the machine
We're not supposed
itself.
To know she's replicating yet. But
the machine itself has that red light on it that glows in her eyes, and it reminds me of the people who have that ring light for selfies.
Well,
so it shows a reflection in her eyes.
Is that what you think it is? Because
as far as the movie right now, because I have to go back to the Leon minute.
Because Leon had the
But it could just be a reflection lights. Of the light facing you. We haven't seen this. We don't know if she's human or not, right? So show me that on someone human and see if there's a reflection. Because I think of those selfie ring lights that you could clearly see that reflection of the light on their eyes.
Okay, all right. Without misleading the audience and without without... Giving anything away, let's keep an eye on eyes.
Eyes are
here on out. Let's keep an eye on.
Keep an eye on.
Let's keep an eye on these red lights or orangish, reddish lights that appear in people's eyes. Certain people's eyes.
Okay.
Throughout the film.
But why can't it just be a reflection?
Maybe it is. I guess we'll find out in another.
We won't ever find out.
90 minutes.
Do they do this test on a human for sure?
Well, so he could be doing it on a human right now, Sandra.
That's you're 100% accurate on that.
We won't know until the next minute or two.
But it is interesting, you know, the dark room.
Well, can you tell me about the Voight-Kampff machine? Because I don't think we really got into it. I've been meaning to ask you, because I know you did some research into...
Well, it's based
the
on...
The imitation machine or game? Or...
Yeah, it's... They're using Alan Turing's
design
of the imitation...
Is it imitation machine?
No,
imitation game?
You were asking me, you told me to research something
did
totally
really,
different. You said, look
you
this
really
up eventually.
Not, did you really not?
No, I really didn't. I just said, I know it's based on the theories of Alan Turing, you know, like the imitation game movie style.
I know the Turing test. Machine.
Yes. They're using the Turing test. That's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I know if I've heard that before, but I'm
they're
not clear about
the Turing
what
test.
It is. Tell,
I
tell
don't,
me.
I don't know.
Really?
So you're putting me on the spot. Just so everyone's clear,
I told you about this days ago.
He gave me, like, a 3-page homework assignment in between a full-time job and raising his 3 crazy children while he goes into the bedroom and takes 17 notes. Pages of notes for minutes.
I have children.
Whereas mine, I wish I could show you guys a picture of my notes. It's written on a map to the aquarium near us because my daughter was in camp and I had to write
so
it anywhere
we're,
I could
we're,
while
we're,
waiting for
we're in the
one
middle
day.
Of this interview. Tyrell is
look at it though.
Is
look
looking
at it though.
On.
Look how sad these notes are. Would you like to post these for people?
We're in the middle of this interview. Tyrell's looking on. Deckard's getting frustrated with her sass. And so far, Rachel is winning. You want to wrap this up and come back in a couple days to do another minute?
Yeah, but I really think we should post this picture when we post this episode so everyone could be real clear.
I would be embarrassed if people knew that that's what you're taking notes
this
on.
This is not what I normally take notes on.
You know what?
On,
we are
okay?
going to do that. We're going to put that on the Facebook page.
Okay.
We're going to compare your notes to my notes. I have
okay.
a beautiful legal pad.
Yeah, but I normally take notes in a Hello Kitty spiral notebook that's really little that can fit in my purse. See, they're normally not that messy. Look, they're normally like organized. I was doing this
say,
on the run.
Say goodbye to the people inside the microphone.
Goodbye to the people in the microphone.
Say it nicely to them. Respect them.
Peter's making fun of me. I'm sorry. I respect you guys, but him not so much today.
Guys, we're not done with this interview yet, and we're going to come back to it in a couple
days. We got to find out what was served with the raw oysters.
For minute 22. Seacrest out. So for now.